I welcome you again to our series on church planting by teams. In our first session, we talked about the fact that local churches are called to reproduce themselves. In our second session, we discussed the fact that each church can be a ministry training center.
In sesi kedua, orang ngebahas mengenai bukti yang setiap gereja tiasa jantan pusat pelatihan pelayanan.
In this session, we'll discuss how you church leaders can counsel your people to discern the callings of God in their lives.
Orang pada ngebahas tentang kumah sederik pemimpin gereja tiasa mematahan jemaah supaya kenal karena panyaur Gusti dina hirup aranjana.
This area I call vocational counsel.
Tahan ia disebut papatah khusus.
And in vocational counseling, there are three very important factors to determine.
Dina konseling ka jurusan, aya tilu bagian dina nu penting nu kedah ditangtoskeun.
Number one, we want to help the future minister determine his calling.
Kahiji urang hoyong nulungan pelayan Gusti di kapayuna kanggo nangtoskeun panyaurna.
Number two, we're seeking to know the timing of that calling.
Kedua, orang milarian iraha waktos nu pas kanggo panyaur eta.
And third, we desire to know the geographical place or location of that calling.
Katilu orang hoyong terang tempat secara geografis atau napi keayaan panyaur eta.
These three factors are so very important. I want to repeat them again.
Sebagiannya penting pisan, ku abdi bade nguihan deui.
The leaders of churches need to help their people determine these three things.
Para pemimpin gereja perjoki nulungan jemaah nangtoskeun tilu perkara ieu.
Number one, what is my calling?
Kahiji, naon panyaur ka abdi?
Number two, what is the timing of that calling?
Kedua, iraha waktos kanggo panyaur eta.
And number three, what is the place where my calling is to occur?
Katilu, di mana tempat kanggo munculna panyaur abdi?
First, let's look at the Bible's foundation, the reason that we vocationally counsel in the church.
Kita orang ningali karena dasar Alkitab, alasan yang orang mamatahan ku katiasa khusus di gereja.
Turn with me please to Proverbs 15 verse 22.
Ningali dina Soloka pasal 15 ayat 22.
Proverbs 15:22 says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed."
Begetol, katanya hela tentu hasil ayam maksud. Munta eta babaroraah.
You see, I may have discerned that there's a plan of God for my life.
Terek terang, abdi panginten terang aya rencana Gusti dina hirup abdi.
But if I lack godly input and counsel, I can fail that plan of God for my life.
Pamikiran tina perkara sarang pepatah ilahi, abdi tiasa ngagagalkan rencana Gusti dina hirup abdi.
But the Bible says, in the multitude of counselors into my life, that I will be established.
Nah, soal Alkitab di tengah tukang pepatah nuseur dilebet saderek pasti aya ngadeg-adeg.
Pastors, church leaders, I'm speaking to you today primarily.
Pemimpin, para pemimpin gereja secara pribadi abdi nyarios kasaderek.
Your churches have many godly men and women in them.
Gereja seueur pamegat sareng istri ilahi.
And God has a plan for each one of their lives.
Kagungan rencana kanggo aranjeunna dina hirupna.
God has gifts and callings for each one of their lives.
Kagungan kurnia sareng panyaur kanggo aranjeunna.
But in the absence of godly counsel, they may fail to fulfill these callings.
Aing upami teu aya papatah ilahi aranjeunna tiasa gagal nedunan panyaurna.
I too pastor a local church.
Abdi pamimpin gereja setempat.
I take this very seriously.
Abdi ningali ieu leres-leres.
These fine people, these men and women are a gift of God to our congregations.
Jalmi-jalmi ieu anugerah ti Gusti kanggo jamaah.
It's a very weighty responsibility upon our shoulders to do with these men and women that which God desires.
Jadi ditanggung waler nu abot dina tak urang kanggo ngalakukeun naon anu dipikahayang ku Gusti sasarengan sareng aranjeunna.
And I want to assure you today, you have the ability to counsel.
Tapi hayang masian keyakinan ka sadarek dinten ieu yen sadarek kagungan kemampuan kanggo mamatahan.
You may be saying to yourself, how do I know their calling, the timing, the place?
Sadarek nyarios ka dirinya lira kumaha abdi terang panyaur aranjeuna waktos nu pas ka tempat aranjeuna.
Let me encourage you, these things are not difficult.
Jangan abdi ngadorong sadarek perkara-perkara ieu henteu susah.
Let's look at a very, very wonderful example in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verses 1 to 3.
Paningali contoh nu luar biasa dina carios padaman rasul-rasul ayat 13 ajiji dugi ka 3.
These verses record the calling of Paul and Barnabas to be apostles.
Ayat ieu nyatet panyaur kanggo Paulus sareng Barnabas kanggo ngajanten rasul.
As we read this, notice that all of this happens in one local church.
Jadi ngaos perhatoskeun ieu kajantenan di hiji gereja setempat.
Acts 13:1, please.
Terus pada mana Rasul pasal 13 ayat 1.
In the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manion who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul.
Cerita di jemaah di Antioquia aya sabautara nabi jeung guru agama nyaeta Barnabas, Simeon nu katelah Niger, Lucius orang Kirena, Saulus jeung Manaham anu talina di urusanana bareng jeung Raja Herodes.
While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them."
Nah, hiji poe waktu aranjeunan nekanan ibadah jeung puasa, Roh Suci nimbalan kami menta Barnabas jeung Saulus sareng dibere tugas khusus anu ditangtukeun ku kami pribadi.
So, after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
Paruasa jeung sarembahyangna diteraskeun geus kitu anu duaan teh di tarumpangan leungeun diberkahan tuluy di jarulung laku.
These verses name five local church leaders.
Ayat ieu menyebatkeun lima pangmimpin gereja setempat.
Into this local church the Holy Spirit spoke.
Di gereja setempat ieu Roh Suci nimbalan.
He said, "I have a special calling on these two men by name."
Nimbalana kami boga panyar nu khusus pikeun kadua jelema ieu.
What this church did not do was look for outside advice.
Nah, anu henteu dilakukeun ku gereja ieu nyaeta milari papatah di luar.
What happened was the five leaders continued to fast and pray.
Nu kacandanan lima pamimpin eta teras saraum sareng nanenda.
They had what they believed was a word from the Holy Ghost.
Aranjeunna kadua naon nu dipercantenna timbalan ti Roh Suci.
They continued to seek God to confirm that word.
Aranya teras milari Gusti kanggo negaskeun timbalan eta.
And when they felt the confirmation, then they laid hands on them and sent them forth.
Atas aranjeunna ngaraoskeun panegasan eta numpangkeun panangan teras ngutus aranjeunna.
Now, here is the important point about what we just read.
Jadi aya pokok penting ngeunaan naon anu nembe diaos.
This counseling, this determination was done entirely within the local church.
Counseling tujuan ieu dilakukan sadayana di gereja setempat.
Two apostles were called and sent from the local church.
Dua rasul disaur sareng diutus di gereja setempat.
Likewise, in your local churches, you church leaders can discern these things from the Lord.
Di gereja tempat saderek, salaku pangmimpin gereja tiasa dikenal perkara-perkara ieu ti Gusti.
For the rest of this session today, we'll look at how you can help your people to understand their callings.
Ta sesi ieu dinten ieu urang ningal kumaha saderek tiasa nulungan jemaah mahaman panyaur.
Remember, we're going to try to help them discern three things.
Ngemut urang usaha nulungan aranjeunna kena tilu perkara.
Their calling from God.
Panyaur aranjeunna ti Allah.
The timing of that calling.
Tos panyaur eta.
And the place of that calling.
Tempat panyaur eta.
Let's begin with the calling.
Angga urang ngawitan ku panyaur eta.
Galatians chapter 2, please, verse 9.
Galatia pasal 2 ayat 8.
Galatians 2:9 says this: James, Peter, and John, those reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me.
Alama parin tugas khusus aranjana sasalaman tandaning saluyu. Simkuring injilan bangsa sanes aranjan orang Yahudi.
The important point is that local church leaders perceived, recognized the grace of God in the lives of people.
Seorang pemimpin sadar, kenal sikurnya Gusti dina hirup jalmi.
And church leaders, that's what we're attempting to do.
Kita nu kedah dilakukeun.
We're attempting to simply hear from God what God is doing in the lives of these good men and women.
Tangu ti Gusti naon nu bade dipidamel dina kahirupan pamaget sareng istri ieu.
Turn with me please to Romans chapter 12 verse 6.
Sampingali Roma pasal 12 ayat 6.
Romans 12:6 says we have different gifts according to the grace given us.
Urang gaduh karunia nu benten saluyu sareng sikurnya nu dipasihkeun.
In other words, what am I called to be, Lord?
Abdi disaur kanggo naon, Gusti?
It's not a matter of what I decide to be.
Tanes putusan kanggo janten naon?
It's not necessarily even that which I desire to be. It's a matter of what is the grace of God in my life.
Kurnia Allah naon nu aya dina hirup urang.
1 Corinthians 15 verse 10 please.
Di Korinta pasal 15 ayat 10.
1 Corinthians 15:10 says, this is the Apostle Paul, and he says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Rasul Paulus jadi rasul setengan ku bawaning si piwalas Allah bae.
Let's consider an example, an illustration here.
Orang ningali hiji gambaran.
A young Bible student in your church comes to you and says, Pastor, I want to know what I am in God.
Seorang murid Alkitab nutumarus kasederek. Naon tugas abdi di lebet Gusti.
And you as his pastor or her pastor, you feel the seriousness of this.
Selaku seorang pemimpin, orang ngaraos ieu serius.
And you, in your heart you say, oh Lord, this is a very important question.
Tas ngagerentes, ieu patarosan nu penting pisan.
How am I going to figure this out, Lord?
Kumaha bade ngartos ieu Gusti?
You're not.
Biasa.
You want to say, Lord, what grace is in their life from you?
Kumaros, naha kurnia dina hirup aranjeuna ti Gusti?
You see, a Christian's ministry, a Christian's calling is determined by the grace of God given to him. We see this in Ephesians 3, verse 7.
Di pelayanan panyaur Kristen ditangtoskeun ku kurnia dipasihkeun ku Gusti, Efesus 3 ayat 7.
Ephesians 3:7 says, this is again the Apostle Paul, I became a servant. Another translation says, I became a minister of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power.
Abdi jalan badega kanggo nyebarkeun warta kabingahan nampi anugerah eta ngalangkungan kakawasaan mantena.
You see, pastors and other leaders, our job is not to decide, but to perceive what God is doing.
Tugas orang kenal naon nu dipidamel ku Gusti.
Right. Turn please to 1 Peter 4, verse 11.
Iji Petrus pasal 4, ayat 11.
Verse 11 of 1 Peter 4 says, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves or ministers, he should do it with the strength God provides.
Anu kutbah kedah dawuhan-dawuhan Allah, anu ngalayanan kedah ngalakonanana ku kakiatan nu dianugrahkeun ku Gusti.
This verse tells us that we don't minister according to our natural abilities entirely.
Urang ngalayanan sanes ku kakiatan urang.
Those things are important.
Hal eta penting.
But the key is the ability that God has placed in our lives.
Kuncina kemampuan tina hirup urang ti Gusti.
A very important goal, pastors, of vocational counseling is to help people see what are my God-given abilities.
Sasaran nu penting pamimpin konseling khusus nyaeta nulungan jalmi kemampuan naon nu ku Gusti dipasikeun.
Here's what I often suggest to people I'm counseling.
Saran kanggo jalmi-jalmi nu dipapatahan.
I tell them, take a piece of blank paper.
Tanda kertas salembar.
Draw two columns.
Gambar dua kotak.
On the top of one, put my abilities.
Di kotak nu hiji, serat kemampuan urang.
On the other column, put my lack of abilities.
Di nu hijina, kakiranganana.
And then just have your this man or woman just write down these things. Here are my abilities. Here are things I'm not good at.
Tunggan supados nyerat hal-hal eta, ya katiasa sarang kakiranganana.
This can be very revealing.
Ia tiasa muka imutanana.
See, and then what you do is you go through that list with your counselee.
Teras tadi sasarengan.
And then as the scripture tells us in Romans 12, you help them to rate or evaluate their ability.
Seperti dina Roma 12, nulungan ngelompokkan sareng ngenali katiasana.
So let me summarize today about the calling.
Tingarangkum panyaur eta.
The calling is a function of the grace given God by God to the person.
Panyaur hiji guna ti kurnia pamasihan Gusti.
The calling is also a function of the abilities that God has given.
Kehiji katiasa nu parantos dipasihkeun ku Gusti.
But there's more. We also want to help the person evaluate his qualifications.
Orang hoyong ngenali kualifikasina.
I won't take the time to go into these things in detail.
Bahas secara jelas perkawis ieu.
Brother Benjamin in his series on eldership will cover much of this.
Saudara Benjamin tina pelajaran ngenaan kepanatuaan seueur nyakup hal ieu.
I'm referring to the lists in 1 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 7 and also Titus 1 verses 5 to 9.
Di Timotius 3 ayat 1 dugi ka 7 sareng Titus ayat pasal 1 ayat 5 dugi ka 8.
You can read those on your own.
Bisa diawas ku nyalira.
But the characteristics in those verses are necessary to help you determine if a person is truly called.
Ya teta tiasa nulungan nang toskeun eta resres disaur.
Would you turn with me now please to Romans 12 verse 6?
Ka Roma pasal 12 ayat ka 6.
Romans 12 verse 6. I'll read verses 6, 7 and 8. Verse 6.
Roma 12 ayat 8.
Verse 6 says, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith.
Urang gaduh kurnia nu benten lumutkeun si piwalas nu dianugerahkeun ka urang, kurnia masihan piwejang lakukeun ku iman.
Verse 7 says, if it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach.
Ayat 7, kurnia ngalayanan, anggo ngalayanan. Kurnia ngajar, gunakan kanggo ngajar.
Verse 8, if it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
Padipasian kuri nasihat pake dengan nasihatan, dina barang bere merena kudu ikhlas, nu kudu mingpin bari jeng tanggung jawabna, anu saja mere pitulung, nulungna kudu bari bear budi.
Let me tell you why I read this portion of scripture.
Rana pingawas ayat iya.
Remember, we're trying to help men and women determine what am I called of God to do.
Ingimut orang nulungan jalmi-jalmi mutuskeun kanggo naon abdi disaur Gusti.
And to many church leaders, this area is a mystery. But these three verses give us a good secret to understand these things.
And
here's what I'm referring to. You look at the people in your church, and you will find them doing the things they're called and gifted to do.
Pasti mendakan jami-jami nu ngalakukan salju sareng panyaur oge karuniana.
The Apostle Paul says, if a man's gift is prophesying, let him do it.
Rasul Paulus kurnia masihan piwejang gunakan eta.
You look in your services and in your small group meetings.
Ratuskan kebaktian sareng kelompok alit saderek.
And you see a young man, a young woman beginning to prophesy.
Rasa orang masihan piwejang.
What this is telling you is that this is an area in which God is beginning to move in their life.
Anu ditembongkeun ku kasaderek eta lahan di mana Gusti bade ngawitan gerak dina kahirupan aranjeuna.
For example, if his call is Bible teaching, you're likely to see him teaching somewhere.
Contohna umpami panyaur kanggo ngajar Alkitab, panginten saderek ningali anjeuna ngajar.
In other words, the proof is by looking at what the person is already beginning to do. If a person's call is practical service, you'll find him or her serving, serving, serving in the church. And the reason for this is very simple. We do that which we feel comfortable doing.
Alasanana sederhana, kumargi orang resep.
I'll give you a very personal reflection on this. My wife and myself. My wife is very evangelistic. She led me to the Lord 25 or 6 years ago. I have a heart for evangelism.
But
I'm not particularly gifted at it.
Mana dina penginjilan mung si kurnia sanes.
The heart is there, but the grace is. On the other hand, I believe God has given me a gift to teach.
Abang Sulna abdi percanten Gusti Masihan bakat kanggo ngajar.
My wife doesn't have that gift.
Bojo mah henteu.
If she were here today, she'd be saying, "Amen, I don't have that gift."
Amin, pastinya Dios. Amin, abdi henteu gaduh bakat eta.
But what a good team we make.
Yang abisa daya janten tim nu sae.
Let me give you an example of how this works. One day my wife was walking through a department store. She saw a man doing a demonstration of some cooking utensils. So her evangelistic heart said, "Stop, talk to him." That was natural for her, normal for her.
Dialami nu biasa kanggo pun bojo.
Not for me.
Tanas kanggo abdi.
She shared with this man.
Pun bojo ngobrol sareng eta pameget.
He showed some interest.
Katingalina katarik.
But then she kind of ran out of things to say.
Pun bojo saepen picarioseun.
Just then a Bible teacher from our church happened to come down the aisle of the department store.
Alasan seorang guru Alkitab ngalanggungan ka dinya.
My wife says, "Come over here please and help me."
Pun bojo, "Kadia sekedap, tulungan abdi."
And he went on and continued to share with the depth that a teacher was able to bring.
Terus ngobrol deui nu langkung pogot.
You see, we do best that which God has gifted us to do.
Orang ngalukan perkara nusai senubu parantos dipasihkan ku Gusti.
That's why in the gifts of the Spirit it says to one the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, to another.
Eta margina kurnia roh, nyarios ku hikmat, ku nusa orang ku ilmu.
So pastors and church leaders, don't make this difficult.
Jatah pemimpin ulah ngaisekan perkara iya.
The callings of God are not difficult.
Panyaur Gusti entah sesah.
Look at your people. Watch what they do. Watch what comes out of their lives.
Tingali karanjena perhatus kenaon nu dilakuan sareng nu kaluar tina kahirupanana.
Let me share one more thought here before we leave the area of the callings.
Cici pandangan dari ngenaan penyaur.
Pray much.
Deur nanada.
I say again, pray much.
Kali dari seur nanada.
The reason for that is the person's calling comes from God.
Alasanana panyaur teh kawitna ti Gusti.
Therefore, we need the revelation of God.
Margeta peryogi wahyu ti Gusti.
Let me give you another first-hand example, a personal example.
Abrimasian hiji contoh nu pribadi.
My pastor, Brother Dick Benjamin, had a television show years ago in Anchorage.
Pamimpin Abdi Dick Benjamin agaduhan acara TV di Anchorage sebeberapa tahun kapengker.
I was a very new Christian, and he asked me to come on his show and share my testimony.
Ngelkene abdi tobat, abdi disunkeun kasaksian di acarana.
And with about 2 or 3 minutes to go, I was supposed to finish up, and then he would come back and take over.
Pasian waktos, 2 dugi ka 3 menit, teras ku anjana deui.
So as I began to move off, he said, oh Jim, wait a minute.
Dibade liren, saur anjana, Jim, sakarep deui, sakarep deui.
This is all happening on television, we hadn't rehearsed this.
Hanya kejadian waktu siaran langsung, sanes rekaman.
Now let me say this, Brother Benjamin is a man of prayer.
Dihoyong nyarios, anjana tukang neneda.
And he said, Jim, as you were speaking, the Holy Ghost was speaking to me.
Karena Jim, waktu anjana nyarios, roh suci nyarios ke abdi.
He said, I believe God's calling you to a ministry of Bible teaching.
Anjana disaur kanggo pelayanan ngajar Alkitab ku Gusti.
Now that was God's revelation to him. He didn't know that all by natural knowledge.
Eta wahyu ti Gusti anjeunna teu terang eta sadaya pengetahuan alami.
So let me summarize that.
Abdi bade diringkeskeun.
There are certain things we can pick up just by natural observation.
Aya perkara-perkara nu tiasa dicandak secara alami.
We look and see what the brother or sister is doing.
Urang maratoskeun naon nu dilakukeun ku sadek-sadek urang.
That probably speaks of the ability of God that God has put in their lives.
Panginten eta hiji katiasa pamasihan ti Gusti.
We also need to keep our hearts very open and prayerful before God.
Urang kedah gaduh manah nu jembar sareng naneda di payuneun Gusti.
So that we might look at the person as God looks upon them.
Terus tiasa ningali aranjeunna sapertos Gusti.
Because in sum, all we're trying to do is say, Lord, what have you made this person to be?
Kadaya nu ngalakukeunana baris nyarios, Gusti teh mikahoyong jalmi ieu janten naon.
And I want to encourage you, God will give you wisdom.
Dipercanten Gusti baris masian hikmat kasadare.
Now let's go on and talk a little bit about the timing of a person's call.
Rang ningali panyaur ka salah saurang.
Our series, as you recall, is on planting new churches by teens.
Dari ayeuna nyaeta melakna hiji gereja ku tim.
Therefore, it's very important that we identify pastors called to go forth and plant new teams for new churches.
Penting pisan urang kenal pamimpin nu disaur kanggo diutus melak hiji gereja enggal.
So let's talk about that person for a moment, that pastor that will plant the new church.
Urang ngabahas eta pamimpin nu bade melak gereja enggal.
Let's assume that we have correctly prayed and counseled with the person.
Anggap bae urang parantos naneda sareng mamatahan jalmi eta.
And we have determined before God that we believe this person is called to pastor a new church.
Urang parantos mutuskeun di payungan Gusti yen ia jalmi disaur kanggo mimpin hiji gereja enggal.
Now it's very important that we determine when, Lord, do you want this to happen?
Ta penting pisan, urang mutuskeun irha Gusti ieu baris kacantenan.
Turn with me please to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1.
Pandita pasal 3 ayat kahiji.
Ecclesiastes 3:1 says there is a time for everything. Hear that again, a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven.
Pandita 3 ayat 1 sadayana oge aya waktosna. Sakali deui sadayana aya waktosna nu dihandapeun langit oge.
See, there's that word. God has a timing for every purpose under heaven.
Tingali, sadayana salyu sareng pangadika Gusti aya waktosna.
God has plans and purposes.
Gusti kaduh rencana sareng maksad.
But it's not just go and run around haphazardly.
Nasmong mapa sareng lumpat te aya tujuan.
God knows exactly when he wants that pastor to go.
Gusti terang pisan iraha pangmimpin ieu kedah angkat.
Part of the timing is determined by the progress of his training in your ministry training church.
Waktos eta ditangtoskeun ku kamajuan latihanana di gereja.
You believe he's now well grounded in the word of God.
Tedak yakin anjeunna aya dina pangadinga Gusti nu kiat.
Is he qualified according to 1 Timothy and Titus?
Naha kualitas salu sareng hiji Timotius sareng Titus?
Has he shown himself to be a man of spiritual depth?
Menjukun karohanian mukiat?
Has your counseling given you the confidence that you've correctly understood his calling?
Ngartos kana panyaurna?
Now we begin to look for the timing. What is the right time to launch this person?
Ilari waktos nu pas kanggo jalmi ieu angkat.
Another factor, a very important factor, is the readiness of the team that will go with him.
Faktor sanesna nu penting, tim anu nyarengan tos siap.
1 Timothy 3 chapter 3 please, verse 6.
Di Timotius pasal 3 ayat kagenep.
These verses are talking about the qualifications of a spiritual leader.
Ayat ieu nyareskeun kualitas pamimpin rohani.
Verse 6 of 1 Timothy says he must not be a recent convert.
Ayat yang genep nyareskeun ulah nu anyar tobat.
Another translation says not a novice, not a new Christian.
Terjemahan sanes nyaeta nu nembe janten Kristen.
All of us who are Christians were new Christians at one point.
Prasarana nyaeta urang Kristen enggal dina hiji waktos.
Every Christian will start out as a new Christian.
Setiap orang Kristen dikawitan ku Kristen enggal.
That's not a bad thing. That's a great thing.
Eta teu hawon, eta luar biasa.
But a new Christian is not ready to pastor a church.
Hayang urang Kristen nu enggal henteu siap janten pamimpin.
A new Christian is not ready to take a wonderful group of God's people out.
Mimpin sakelompok umat Gusti nu luar biasa kanggo kaluar.
They don't have the maturity, the depth yet to do that.
Tatan dewasa kanggo ngalakukeun hal eta.
Let me share in my experience where the mistakes are made here.
Abdi bade nyarios hiji kalepatan di dieu.
I've counseled hundreds of men going into ministry.
Abdi mapatahan ratusan jalmi nu bade pelayanan.
If they miss the timing, they almost always miss it by wanting to go too early.
Atos tepas sok di soledad waktos aranjina hoyong angkat enggal.
That point is so important. I want to repeat that.
Pokok eta penting pisan.
In the hundreds of men that I've counseled and the dozens of churches that we've planted, if the timing is missed, they usually go too early.
Dina ratusan jalmi nu dipapatahan losinan gereja nu parantos dipelak pamit ti soledad eta dina waktos beh dia teuing.
So pastors, that's a very, very important decision you have to make.
Janten pamimpin hiji keputusan anu penting pisan.
The Bible tells us not to suddenly lay hands upon a man.
Alkitab mengnyaruskan ulah lurusuhan numpangkan panangan.
Brother Benjamin is teaching about biblical eldership.
Dek Benjamin ngawulang ngenaan penatua Alkitabiah.
The day will come in God's will where the elders of your church will lay hands on a pastor and a team and send them forth.
Jadi enten beres aya nu numpangkeun panangan ka pamimpin sareng tim kanggo ngutus aranjeunna.
Be certain that you have the confidence in your heart that God is saying now is the time.
Teng yakin dina mana ayeuna waktosna.
You recall, we just read a little while ago Acts 13.
Imut orang nembe nyaos dina cariosan pada malam Rasul 13.
The Holy Ghost said, separate Barnabas and Saul for this ministry.
Roh Suci khususkan Paulus jeung Barnabas jeung pelayanan nungges ditangtukeun.
But the leadership didn't just jump on that.
Kepemimpinan teu dikacipta saharita.
They fasted and they prayed.
Rajana nada sareng saum.
I believe they were seeking God for at least two things.
Abdi percantan aranjeuna milari Gusti kanggo dua hal.
I believe number one, they wanted to know have they correctly determined the calling of God.
Nukahiji aranjeuna hoyong terang naha leres ieu teh panyaur ti Gusti.
But number two, they were asking God, Lord, is it now?
Nukadua, Gusti naha ieu waktosna.
I felt the calling to go plant the church years before I actually went.
Panyar kanggo ngadamel gereja parantos mang taun-taun sate acan abdi angkat.
I have planted two churches.
Dua gereja tos ngadeg.
After we determined the will of God, we continued to pray.
Parantos mutuskeun ka hoyong Gusti teras bayananada.
We took many, many, many months preparing.
Mang bulan-bulan kanggo nyiapkeun diri.
We had many meetings with people that were going to go with us.
Sareng tepang, sareng nubade, nyarengan abdi.
I would counsel with my pastor about the timing, the proper timing to go.
Terus ka pamimpin abdi ngenaan waktos nu pas kanggo angkat.
And again, these are not difficult decisions.
Ieu sanes putusan anu susah.
But we want to just add up all the evidence and prayerfully bring it before God.
Among hoyong nambihan buktos teras nyandak ka Gusti.
Now, if you turn with me to Proverbs 13, verse 12, please.
Buka siloka pasal 13, ayat 12.
There is another side to this timing issue.
Aya sisi lain dina masalah waktos nupas.
Proverbs 13, 12 says this. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life.
Siloka 13, ayat 12. Harapan nu katunda matak sedih kan hate nu kalaksanakeun mah lir ibarat tangkal kahirupan.
Church leaders hear that too. If hope is put off, it tends to make the person's heart sick.
Para pamimpin gereja dangukeun eta. Mun harapan eta ditunda jeung ditunda matak nyeri hate.
This new pastor does not need to measure up to the Apostle Paul before you send him out.
Pamimpin nu enggal eta henteu peryogi nyumponan syarat sapertos Rasul Paulus satacan angkat.
Otherwise we'll never start any churches.
Mun henteu moal kantos ngawitan ngadamel gereja.
This is a judgment we have to make.
Ieu putusan nu kudu dilakukeun.
We're saying, Lord, to the best of my ability to hear these things, I believe they are ready to go.
Haru urang, Gusti abdi parantos sidamel sae pisan. Ngadangukeunana abdi percanten aranjeuna siap angkat.
And if you've been careful and you've prayed, God will allow you to make wise decisions on the time.
Pami sadek ati-ati sareng parantos neneda, Gusti bayas ngijinan, saderek nyandak putusan nu wicaksana dina waktosna.
Now in our remaining time today, let's talk about the geographical place of their calling.
Hayu urang nyarioskeun tempat lokasi ti panyaur aranjeuna.
Remember now, we're talking about taking teams of people from your church and sending them elsewhere in your nation.
Imut, urang nyarioskeun ngeunaan milih tim ti gereja ngutus ka mana bae di nagara-nagara urang.
We're doing this because we believe planting new churches is biblical.
Margi urang percanten ieu teh ngadamel gereja nu alkitabiah.
And we also believe that it is perhaps the best way to reach your nation for Jesus Christ.
Oke, percanten yang ieu mangrupi cara nu sae kanggo nagara dina ngahontal Yesus Kristus.
So now pastors, you may have godly people, but you're saying, where do I send them?
Panginten saderek ngagaduhan jalmi-jalmi nu soleh, naing saur saderek ka mana abdi kedah ngutus?
Let me again share our experience in sending people out.
Abdi hayang ngabagi pangalaman dina ngutus jalmi.
Most of the time in our experience, people go back to the area where they feel at home.
Dina pangalaman abdi jalmi baris uwi deui ka daerah di mana ngaraos di bumina.
You see, what I'm sharing with you today is not encouraging you to go so much to another nation, but to reach out into your nation.
Dorongan abdi sanes kedah angkat ka negara sanes nanging bangsa urang heula.
I would love to preach the gospel in China.
Abdi pingah ngawartakeun Injil di Cina.
I would love to preach the gospel in Russia, in India, and the various nations.
Ngawulang Injil di Rusia, India, sareng negara nu sanesna.
But let me say this, you in those nations can do it better than I can.
Harus abdi di negara eta sadek tiasa ngelakukan eta langkung saya ti abdi.
Let me give you two Bible examples you'll be very familiar with.
Aya dua contoh nu teu asing deui.
First, the Apostle Peter.
Kahiji Rasul Petrus.
Peter was a Jew from Galilee in Israel.
Petrus teh saurang Yahudi ti Galilea sareng Israel.
Peter grew up knowing the language and the culture of Israel.
Tumuwuh sareng paham bahasa sareng budaya Israel.
And the Bible tells us that Peter continued to ministry primarily in his own Israel.
Alkitab nyarios Petrus teras ngalayanan secara khusus bangsa Israel.
But now let's look at the Apostle Paul.
Ayana urang ningali Rasul Paulus.
And you may say, oh, Paul was different. He went way out in those other countries.
Oh, Rasul Paulus benten. Anjana mah ka negara sanes.
But let me show you something here.
Abdi bade nunjukkeun hiji perkara.
Paul also went to minister where he felt at home.
Paulus angkat pelayanan di mana anjana ngaraos di bumina.
Think of these things.
Betkan perkara-perkara ieu.
Paul was a Greek-speaking Roman citizen.
Paulus nyarios bahasa Yunani sareng warga negara Rom.
Paul was from Tarsus in the Roman province of Cilicia.
Awitna ti Tarsus di provinsi Kilikia di Rom.
Where did Paul do most of his ministry? Back in those same areas.
Di mana Paulus langkung seueur pelayanan? Nah, di tanah kelahiranana.
The Bible says Paul spoke Greek.
Alkitab nyaurkeun bahasa Paulus bahasa Yunani.
He was a Roman citizen in a Roman province.
Warga negara Rom di hiji provinsi di Rom.
Therefore, very likely Paul spoke Latin.
Pasti tiasa bahasa Latin.
He certainly spoke one or more of the dialects of his area.
Pasti nyerosna hiji atanapi langkung dina logatna.
Follow the apostolic travels of Paul in the Bible.
Tuturkeun perjalanan apostolik Paulus dina Alkitab.
He continuously went back up to the area where he felt very much at home.
Rasa-rasaan uwi ka tanah di mana ngaraos di bumina.
So both these great apostles had ministries that were effective because they went where they were familiar with the language and the customs.
Kadua rasul nu ageng ieu ngagaduhan pelayanan nu efektif kumargi aranjeunna angkat ka daerah nu teu asing boh tina bahasa sareng adatna.
I'd like to close with some thoughts on that in these last few minutes.
Abdi bari nutup ku sababaraha emutan tina hal ieu.
I know that I'm speaking to pastors and teachers and elders and Christians in many nations of the land of the world.
Kenyarios ka pamimpin, guru, panatua, jalmi Kristen di seueur negara.
I wish I could reach your people.
Harapanana tiasa ngahontal bangsa saderek.
I speak a little tiny bit of Spanish.
Kenyarios kedik bahasa Spanyol.
But not enough to preach the gospel in Spanish.
Tiasa ngadugikeun Injil ku bahasa Spanyol.
Speak a little bit of French.
Bahasa Prancis sakedik.
But I couldn't preach the gospel in French.
Mong tetiasa ngadugikeun Injil ku bahasa Prancis.
I know a little bit of Latin, but nobody speaks Latin anymore.
Tiasa bahasa Latin sakedik, mong ayeuna mah teu aya nu nyarios Latin.
But you know these languages.
Sadek terang bahasa saderek.
You know the language you're hearing this in today.
Terang bahasa nu kadangu dinten ieu.
You know the culture of your country.
Budaya negara saderek.
You know the things that touch the hearts of your people.
Terang hal-hal nu ngaraos manahna.
Take these biblical principles.
Tandak prinsip Alkitab ieu.
Win your people to Jesus in your local churches.
Enginkeun bangsa saderek ku Yesus ku gereja setempat.
Train them in a vision for body ministry, the whole body ministry.
Tapi karena pelayanan salira, sadaya pelayanan salira.
Fill them with the word of God.
Pinuhan ku pangantika Gusti.
Give them ministry assignments in your church.
Pasihan tugas pelayanan di gereja.
Watch as leaders emerge from your people.
Perhatoskeun waktos pamimpin muncul di gereja.
Counsel and pray with them.
Papatahan, sareng nadada, sasarengan.
Identify those willing to be raised up and sent out across your nation.
Kenal karanjena nusatia digugahkeun sareng diutus ka bangsa saderek.
Remember, the best way to reach your nation is with new churches planted all over the country.
Cara nu paling saya kanggo ngahontel bangsa saderek kumelak gereja inggal di sakuliah negara.
Church leaders, you can do this.
Para pemimpin gereja saderek tiasa ngalakukeun ieu.
You all have the same Jesus that we have.
Saderek ngakaduhan Yesus sami sareng abdi.
You have the same Bible we have.
Saderek kaduh Alkitab nu sami.
You have the same dedicated people that we have.
Jalmi-jalmi nu kapribadianna sami.
I can preach effectively here in America and Canada and Great Britain.
Abdi tiasa khotbah di dieu di Amerika, di Kanada, Inggris.
But you can preach effectively in your country.
Saderek di negara saderek.
And you can raise up teams in your church that will go out with committed pastors to start new churches.
Saderek tiasa ngagugakeun tim di lebet gereja nu bade angkat kaluar sareng pamimpin nu kadu janji bade ngawitan gereja inggal.
I want to appeal right to your hearts, pastors. Do this in your churches.
Abdi nyuhunkeun ka mana pamimpin saderek supaya dos ngalakukeun ieu di gereja.
Please do not stay separate from your people.
Pelamisah di jamaah saderek.
Spend time with your young people.
Empatkeun waktu sareng nu anom.
Prayerfully say, God, what are you doing with these people?
Dina panenda carioskeun Gusti, naon nu bade dipidamel dina jalmi-jalmi ieu?
I want to encourage you to just to consider making a promise before God.
Abdi ngadorong saderek kanggo mertimbangkeun ngadamel janji di panjenengan Gusti.
Say, Lord, I don't know how long this will take.
Gusti, abdi henteu terang sabaraha lami kanggo ngalakukeun perkara ieu.
But I have a desire for my church to reproduce another church.
Abdi ngagaduhan niat supados gereja abdi ngababarkeun gereja sanes.
Let that vision grip your soul.
Hayos visi eta ngaranggem saderek.
Preach it to your people.
Bagikeun ka jamaah.
Say, we can reach our nation.
Haulkeun. Urang tiasa ngahontal negara urang.
God will enable you to do it.
Gusti ngamampukeun urang ngalakukeunana.
Amen. We'll share more on this in the next two sessions. God bless you and thank you very much for being with us today.
Amin. Urang bade ngabahas langkung seueur deui ngeunaan ieu dina dua sesi engke. Gusti ngaberkahan saderek. Hatur nuhun parantos sasarengan dinten ieu.